USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
But they issued a statement saying that Joe Biden agrees that President Trump was right to close it down to China. Now, he did that. Now, he issued it on Friday night.
President Trump telling reporters at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that even Joe Biden reversed course and said he did the right thing by stopping flights to China because of the coronavirus. At the briefing, the president fighting mainstream media criticism of his administration's response, and he plays a video clip with bipartisan praise of the Herculean effort to stop the spread of the virus. In this clip, California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom.
He returns calls, he reaches out, he's been proactive. We got that mercy ship that was directly because he sent it down here. 2,000 medical units came to the state of California, these FMS, these field medical stations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Vice President Mike Pence, who heads the Coronavirus Task Force, continues to praise the American people for their part in stopping the spread of the virus by social distancing.
Because the American people have been putting these mitigation measures into practice, there are families that are still together today. And I just want to encourage you here at roughly the halfway point of 30 days to slow the spread to take that to heart. In no way minimize the losses that we've experienced as a nation and as families. But to be encouraged to know when you see those numbers on the vast majority of states that because of what the American people are doing, it's working. And Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and the entire team continually ask us to remind the American people, and we do so again today. Keep doing what you're doing.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some encouraging news to tell you about the coronavirus pandemic from the nation's hardest hit state, New York. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says,
here's the good news. The curve continues to flatten. It appears that we have a plateau. It's flattening, the flattening of the curve. The increases slow down.
However, Cuomo notes 671 people died in the state yesterday, bringing the state's death total to just over 10,000. And the state has just over 195,000 cases overall. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Treasury Secretary updating Americans on where we stand on the coronavirus stimulus money. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin with an update on the small business loan program.
We have distributed and confirmed $230 billion of loans to over 4,600 lenders participating. That is multiples and multiples of anything that the SBA has ever done in 1 year before. And I especially want to thank the broad-based community banks that are participating. Again, over 4,600 banks. If you haven't had your loan processed, you will get it processed this week.
The Treasury Secretary also says he believes it's possible the U.S. could open back up for business in May. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.